Fostering Refugees and Unaccompanied Asylum-Seeking Children, previous page, next page. The difference between asylum and refugee status is that an asylum seeker is someone who claims to be a refugee, but whose claim hasn't yet been evaluated. When referring to UASC, this may sometimes include children who have refugee status, and therefore these children may also be referred to as separated children. Fostering Unaccompanied Asylum-Seeking Children, UASC, requires specialist knowledge and skills. For example, UASC may need support with filling in citizenship application forms and they may have more meetings to attend to. The child may suffer from post-traumatic stress and there may be complications in resuming or maintaining contact with their friends and family. Occasionally, there is uncertainty about the age of the children placed, either because the child doesn't know how old they are, or because the individual wishes to present as younger so they are more likely to have their asylum claim accepted. Some UASC have experienced being trafficked and they may still have contact with their traffickers, who may be trying to get the child to leave the foster home. It's particularly upsetting to know that many unaccompanied children are lost along their journey to the UK and even sometimes after they arrive in the UK, and it's thought that many of the children have been sexually and/or labour exploited. Foster carers of unaccompanied asylum-seeking children will be given support and training to understand all of these issues and how they can offer the best level of support to the children. That said, many foster carers have a strong preference for caring for unaccompanied children because these children are considered to be exceptionally vulnerable, and so some foster carers feel particularly sympathetic to these children. Furthermore, it is not unusual, but not guaranteed, for these children to adapt very quickly to living in the UK, and many have gone on to excel. A good example of this is Gulwali Pasalay, an Afghan refugee, who lived with white British foster carers, who he continues to call uncle and auntie. Gulwali graduated with a degree in politics from the University of Manchester, has written an autobiography and is a prominent campaigner. https://www.thursa.org/events/speakers/Gulwali-Pasalay for full bio. Any foster carers who wish to look after UASC would need to be able to demonstrate that they have the knowledge and skills to meet the needs of the children. These specialist carers are required to review some of the optional reading below, and discuss their learning with their social worker. Additional training can be provided if needed. Resources: optional reading, age assessments, age assessment guidance, guidance to assist social workers and their managers in undertaking age assessments in England. From the Association of Directors of Children's Services. Age assessments, information from the Koram Children's Legal Centre. Age assessments, guides for professionals and young people in English, Arabic and Kurdish. From the Greater Manchester Immigration Aid Unit. Asylum process. Asylum process, a map, graphic of the asylum process for separated children. Produced by the Refugee Council. The stages of a young person's asylum journey. An interactive guide by Right to Remand and a list of roles of professionals in the People Who Can Help section. Welcome. Your guide to claiming asylum as a separated child in the UK, under 18 years old, by the Refugee Council. Education. Healing Classrooms. By the International Relief Committee. The Healing Classrooms program aims to support schools and educators to develop inclusive and nurturing spaces where refugee and asylum-seeking students can gain the necessary academic, social and emotional skills to develop their full potential. The IRC offers free training sessions and resources to educators and schools supporting refugee and asylum-seeking students in the UK. Implementing school-based initiatives to support young refugees and unaccompanied asylum-seeking children. 25-minute video by Philip Taylor, Broadoak School, Manchester. Online ESOL resources for children, a list of free online resources for children to learn English. Collated by the Northwest Regional Strategic Migration Partnership. Practitioner training, to promote educational access and outcomes in their context. Free training from Refugee Education UK. Pupil resources, new to English, from Wigan Council. Supporting unaccompanied asylum-seeking young people in education. By AFC, Achieving for Children. Welcoming refugee and asylum-seeking learners. A collection of resources for schools welcoming newly arrived learners who speak English as an additional language. Also useful for fostering workers. Produced by the Bell Foundation. Welcoming unaccompanied asylum-seeking young people in school or college, briefing video. 12-minute video by Achieving for Children. Health. UASC Health. Resources to support the health of separated children. From the NHS Kent and Medway looked after children's team. Trafficking. Care of unaccompanied migrant children and child victims of modern slavery. Statutory guidance for LAS and professionals who support unaccompanied migrant children, who may be victims, or potential victims, of modern slavery. Also see SPARKS Fostering Guidance, Modern Slavery. Trauma and Emotional Health. Childhood Trauma, Migration and Asylum. Toolkit for Educational Communities. Produced by the UK Trauma Council for the education sector, but it's also useful for the fostering sector. How to support refugee and asylum-seeking children and young people who have experienced trauma. By the UK Trauma Council. Mental Health and Psychosocial Support Directory for Refugees and Migrants in London. By King's College London. Content may also be useful for those outside London. Practice guidelines for clinical psychologists for supporting appropriate care and treatment for unaccompanied asylum-seeking minors in the United Kingdom. A document produced by Foundation 63 for clinical psychologists, but with a lot of useful information for the fostering sector. The Youngsters Going Through the UK's Asylum System, BBC London. A 26-minute video outlining the harrowing situation for separated people entering the UK. It talks about how damaging age assessments can be, and addresses what happens when care leavers are denied asylum status. Voice of the Child. Fostering Case Studies. Children who are migrants or refugees. A lovely 12-minute video of separated young people, their foster carers talking about their experiences. Produced by Waltham Forest Council. Refugee Stories. Videos produced by a variety of organizations and collated by Schools of Sanctuary. Very moving and distressing personal account. MISC. APPG for Social Work. Unaccompanied Asylum Seeking Children Roundtable. 1.5-hour recording published by the British Association of Social Workers, November 2021. Asylum Seeker and Refugee Support. A comprehensive list of resources collated by Hampshire Services. Care of Unaccompanied Migrant Children and Child Victims of Modern Slavery, Statutory Guidance for Local Authorities. Department for Education, November 2017. Caring for Children Moving Alone. Protecting Unaccompanied and Separated Children. Online course, 4 hours a week for 6 weeks. Caring for Unaccompanied Asylum Seeking Children and Young People. A series of booklets available to purchase as a group, or individually. Children's Rights Group Webinar. The Rights of Unaccompanied Asylum Seeking Children in the UK. 1.5-hour recording produced by Doughty Street Chambers in March 2023. It includes speakers from the Children's Rights Group, at Doughty Street Chambers, the UN Special Rapporteur in Trafficking, the Chief Executive of Article 39, and the Head of Policy at Every Child Protected Against Trafficking, ECPAT. Creating the Environment for Recovery for Displaced Children, Young People and Families. 1.5-hour video by Anna Freud. Focusing Practice on the Best Interests of Child Victims of Trafficking. A 1-hour recording of a seminar hosted by Every Child Protected Against Trafficking, ECPAT. How to Talk with Children and Young People About War, Understanding and Supporting Our Refugee Children. A 1.5-hour webinar by Dr. Tina Ray, hosted by Evidence for Learning. Practicing with Care in Mind, Learning from Professionals and Unaccompanied Asylum Seeking Children. A free course by Open Learn Create, Providing Support to Refugee Children. A free 3-hour course by the Augeo Foundation. Refugees, Asylum Seekers and Unaccompanied Minors, Resources. A list of resources in London. Resources for young people. Particularly useful for children who are due to be interviewed by the Home Office. Produced by the Migrant and Refugee Children's Legal Unit. Social Work Practice with Unaccompanied Asylum Seeking Young People Facing Removal. A journal article by Frances Wright, published in the British Journal of Social Work. Supporting Refugee and Asylum Seeking Children, free downloadable resources from Young Minds. Supporting Unaccompanied Asylum Seeking Children, the Experience of Foster Care. 20 minutes recording by the Rees Center. This is very easy to follow and highly recommended for foster carers of separated children. UASC Hub, an online resource for professionals or carers supporting unaccompanied asylum seeking children in Yorkshire and Humber. By Migration Yorkshire. Unaccompanied Asylum Seeking Children, UASC, Advice, Guidance and Resources. collated by Devon County Council, but useful for foster care in any area. Working with unaccompanied asylum-seeking children, a video produced by the Association for Child and Adolescent Mental Health outlining the work done in Kent. Note that the second presentation is specifically for foster carers. Some of it is hard to follow, but it has useful tips for activities with children who have suffered trauma. Who is who? A series of videos and resources in different languages which outline the roles of professionals working with separated children. By the Migrant and Refugee Children's Legal Unit,